Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Hi everyone.
Hi everybody.
Hi.
Hi. My name is David Bell.
I'm Tom Ryman.
And we just watched The Jokester.
We watched the Joke Man.
Joke Man, Latin
joke
guy.
Man, Chuckle Face. Giggles the Clown.
Yep.
We watched Joker.
We did.
Your life won't be worth spit!
I've been dead once already. It's very liberating. You should think of it as therapy.
Jack, listen. Maybe we can cut a deal.
Jack is dead, my friend. You can call me Joker. And as you can see, I'm a lot happier.
Tom, how did you like Joker?
I don't understand why this movie exists.
Yes. That's a good starting point.
Yeah, my primary complaint with the movie is that it doesn't connect to the character in any recognizable way.
Yeah, okay.
So watching the film, I had to keep reminding myself that Joaquin Phoenix, like, this character is the Joker, so that's why you should care.
Here's the
because
rumor.
Because other than that, it was like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, tell me the rumor.
The rumor is that Todd Phillips wanted to just make a regular movie and knew he couldn't get it made unless he tied it into comic books and he made the Joker. The problem with that, whether or not that's true, is
I don't think that's true.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Is that this isn't a movie without that. Let me start by saying I almost fell asleep watching this movie.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah, and here's the key. So we'll get to it, but I want to push aside all the hyper anti-hype around
sure.
it.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Is this a dangerous movie? That shit. Fundamentally, as a movie, I thought it was bad. It was well shot. Joaquin Phoenix, great performance.
I thought it looked good.
Yeah. The problem, I thought, is that imagine if you made a movie about a young Bruce Wayne, and for 2 hours it was just about how great his family life was, and then you know what's going to happen. And that was kind of the key thing of this movie, is I was, the whole time, they're like, look at this romantic interest. And it's like, that's not going to work out. I know what's going to happen.
That, man, I feel like a lot, Zazie Beetz is the quote-unquote romantic interest in this film, and I feel like a lot of her scenes must have been cut.
Yeah.
Because there's a reveal centered around her character.
Yeah, which I actually
just didn't land for me, because it's like, I don't even know what her character's name is. She's barely been in this movie.
Well, that was the thing, is that reveal, like, at least made me less pissed off. Because the idea that the reveal, by the way, spoilers across the board for Joker.
You guys know the drill. We spoil the movies on the show.
The reveal, because he starts having this romantic relationship with this woman who barely speaks. Yeah, I don't even remember her name. I don't believe her name
is ever spoken.
And I mean, that's intentional, I think, because the reveal is that it was all in his head.
Yes.
And I was like, thank Christ for that.
That's the only thing I felt was relief, because otherwise I was like, is this movie telling me that she's like charmed by the fact he followed her to work?
Right. And like, I think okay, we all know where it was heading, and they do stuff like they establish his relationship with De Niro's character at the beginning. It's like, oh, I love this guy on TV. So you immediately know, like, oh, it's going to end with him confronting this guy.
Yeah.
Because what else? Why else would De Niro be on TV? Who, by the way, and De Niro's great. He's a great actor. But when you're, like, casting, like, who's, like, a late-night funny man? De Niro. It's like, what? Like, he doesn't, I think he's in it because of the Kings of Comedy /Taxi Driver reference.
It's the King of Comedy Taxi Driver
reference. But casting, it doesn't work. Like, he's not he's De Niro. He's not Letterman, you know?
Right. He's not like a personable guy.
Yeah.
Like when he's doing his interview segments as Murray, I forget his last name, as the host of this late night talk show, it's like, he's just De Niro. He's like intimidating.
He's just De Niro. And so like it doesn't work. And then the plot is so, I want to say juvenile, because what happens is he shoots these guys on the subway, and bro-y guys, and
are assaulting him.
Yes, who are assaulting him. Yeah, by the way, I don't know what your thoughts on this. This, I felt like this movie absolutely glorified the character.
Yes.
Yeah, there's been with like, the exception contention online about it.
At the very end of the film, when he shoots Robert De Niro, that's the only murder where you're like not 100% on his side.
Yes,
everyone else he kills in the film, you're like, oh yeah, they deserved it.
Exactly. De Niro's still kind of a dick.
We
never
like,
see the Joker victimize anybody who's like, it's really hard to watch. Like, the De Niro thing is the most, and even De Niro is still, like, obviously he doesn't deserve it, but like, I don't know about you, when I was watching in theaters, some fucking edgelord was sitting behind me. There was a few edgelords who, like, cheered when he shot De Niro, and it's like, yeah, this glorifies the Joker, you fucking pricks. Like, it's that, where, like,
and
you
then
know that-
also, he, like, inspires an Eat the Rich movement.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to get to, is
and
that-
And that's- The crowd, okay, finish talking.
Well, I tweeted online that this is just like bad edgelord centrist shit, because the rich people are like evil and rich and so two-dimensional, and then the lower class is also evil and two-dimensional, because he shoots guys on the subway, and then immediately there's interviews with people like, yeah, I think it was great that he did that. And it's like, who the fuck would ever do this? Like, when have we ever celebrated a guy shooting three people on a subway?
Right, and like the headlines the next day called it vigilante killings. I'm
yeah,
like,
and it's like, what?
Who told them they were vigilante killings? One guy was shot in the back multiple times trying to escape.
Right, and again, like
who? There weren't any witnesses to the shooting. So and who would have told them that it could have possibly been a vigilante killing?
Right. It's fundamentally bad. Yeah. Like, again, with ideology aside, it's oversimplified. There's no message. So that's,
this movie,
Because that's the thing. If you could make a Joker origin story where everybody knows that he's becoming the Joker, if there was a reason to make it, if there was a message you wanted to say that was profound or interesting, this doesn't have that.
No, and that's the next to the, like I said at the top of the episode, my biggest problem with it is that it's never really recognizably the Joker, except for maybe like one or two scenes.
Yeah.
The other big problem with it is that it wants us to think it's profound. Like the music is so serious.
Yeah, I'm reminded
so it's
of-
like, the movie is just shouting at you the whole time, like, this is profound and deep. I'm like, you're not saying anything.
I'm reminded of the Reddit subreddit, I'm 14 and this is deep, I believe it's called, which is a fun subreddit, because it's just stuff like this, memes, edgelord memes. Because I think, because this is why I keep saying it's centrist edgelord fantasy, because the idea is like, look at these people on both sides losing their minds, and I just think it's all so funny, but you don't get the joke. I'm Tyler Durden. Like, it's that, it's the, I'm a walking meme. Like, that's all this is going to be, is it's going to be a meme for like jackasses on Twitter to be like, blue and red, it's all so silly. Like, because that's basically, he's like, I'm not political, I don't believe in anything. And look how all these people dance to my tune. I'm the Joker.
But
and it's like,
he says, I'm not political, I don't believe in anything, right before he shouts, what do you get when you cross a mentally ill loner with a society that steps over him and treats him like trash? You get what you fucking deserve, and shoots Robert De Niro in the face.
Right.
It's like, clearly you believe in something and you have an agenda.
Right.
Like,
and that's definitely something, because I've heard a few people talk about that this addresses mentally ill.
No, it does not.
Mental health. No, it's very much.
Like, at one point they show him writing in his journal, like, the hardest thing about having a mental illness is that you're expected to behave as if you don't. And they, like, linger on it like it's this deep thing. And I'm like, you guys are really setting this conversation back.
Yeah, like, because they're like, you know, our society fails people with mental health issues, and it's like,
yes,
go
it
on. And they're like, yeah. And since it fails them, they're going to be fucking dangerous maniacs.
They're going to be dangerous murderers, yeah.
Yeah. And like, we know, statistically speaking, people with mental health issues are more likely to be the victims of crime. And the
right.
danger is these people would be homeless or be assaulted or like suicide. It's
which
not
we
that
see
dress
happen.
Up
like the yeah. Joker gets attacked like twice in this film.
Right. And so the idea, and then when you look at Arkham Asylum, it's like, is the message we should have put him away in this gross asylum earlier or kept him there longer? Mm-hmm. And then the fact that when he becomes murderous, it's the only time the character is like, quote unquote, happy, like his arc, the happy ending. Because again, the music, the way the music goes and the way they edit it, mm-hmm. where's the movie is like happy that he becomes this thing. It's never, again, it never really, like the De Niro shooting moment is shocking, but that's pretty much it. And even afterwards, they show him in the asylum and he's like, look, he's having a great time. And he gets chased by the orderly and it's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah,
and
after
it was like,
he, after
I don't
he,
know what this message is.
After he murders that social worker.
Yes, yes. Which, yeah. again, great imagery. Again,
yeah,
it's
a good image. It's a good shot.
Yeah, it's a fucking meme where it all looks good. It
yeah.
looks real good, but it doesn't actually amount to anything artistic or
it's,
profound.
Well, I don't... Yeah, like, I don't... Why make this movie? Because it doesn't have, like you said, there's value in making like a Joker origin story if they had an idea or like something to say, which this movie doesn't.
I think they
and
saw
the other it's well gone. Just to finish the thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's they clearly there wasn't like any big idea or thing that sprang up into somebody's mind. It's like, oh, I have to make this film because I have something to say. And as a Joker origin story, it doesn't work because it's so disconnected from any recognizable part of the Joker
yeah.
or Batman, to the point where in order for us to accept this as the Joker, that means he's 40 years older than Bruce Wayne. It's
right.
the same. It's the same problem that Gotham had.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's like this is this is so incredibly unlikely and completely doesn't resemble anything that we recognize from the character, which, you know, there you can make your own interpretations of a character, but it's like it's so bizarre to do that in an origin story in the middle of like them trying to do like a big DC movie universe. They drop this like weird standalone movie. This movie
right.
is baffling to me.
I think what happened is that someone saw Logan and was like, well, let's do that. And that's, I think that's what's happening. Because right now, like on Rotten Tomatoes, the critics have given it like a 60-ish, 70-ish.
It's gone down a little bit
yeah.
since it's been playing wider. Like its Metacritic
right.
score is now like 58, which is still kind of high for a wide release blockbuster.
I sort of get that. Because I think if a critic who wasn't like a comic book fan watched this, they'd be like, oh, cool, they did like Taxi Driver, but it's the Joker. Neat. It looks really good. But even the reviews, when you read the reviews, they're like, yeah, it looks good. It's not very really saying anything. Moving on. And like, it's like, yeah, that's sort of it. I think mm-hmm. comic book fans, if you're like you and I, and you're like, why is this happening? It stands out more.
Confounding. Yeah.
But I think if you're 12 and you've never seen Taxi Driver, and it's this Logan effect, I think it's the idea that I don't want to say comic book movies are not artistic. I was talking about this with you last night.
Yeah.
It's that they're artistic in a specific way that isn't normally this.
It's a very defined genre.
Yeah, and so when a comic book movie goes in this direction, becomes gritty and grounded, I feel like it's because we don't have this much. It's like this in Logan is that people don't realize that it's not very good because it's that it looks artistic and it's like, oh, there's swearing and there's violence. We don't get this that often. And the bar gets super low all of a sudden. And it doesn't matter if the plot wasn't very good or didn't make sense or didn't go anywhere or mm-hmm. like you care. It's just like, oh, look at those shots. It was grainy and like it was
yeah.
it was like it, I think it's that.
I don't know what 12-year-old would get a lot from this movie though.
I think 12-year-olds are dumb. So
unless you're like watching this and thinking like it's like you're like sneaking a cigarette or something, you're like, this is really adult.
That's
like,
what no, I mean. It's the edgy Hot Topic fucking bullshit, I think. It's completely shallow. It's not subtle. Nothing about this movie is subtle. It's just cool looking and feels like if you haven't lived that long, it might be deep. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't even, because it doesn't say anything.
Right. I also have, and this is, I mean, I'm sure people listening to this did enjoy it, so I feel like I'm mean to people who like it, but it's one of those where it's like I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm basing a lot on my experience in the theater, mm-hmm. and like, you know that saying, there was a good saying about Rick and Morty, which is that Rick and Morty fans all think they're Rick when they're actually Jerry.
Yeah.
I think there's gonna be a lot of people who think they're the Joker when they're actually those bros in the subway. Because the other thing about this movie is
Dave, I gotta tell you something.
What?
The Joker and those bros in the subway are identical.
Exactly. And the movie never points that out.
Yeah.
And it needed to. That would have been a good message. Like that, if this was a message on like that, the Tyler Durden mean, like that attitude where it was like, no, they're really, he's just another bully. Mm-hmm. That would make a little more sense. Like if, for example, you know what would have been a way to fix this movie in my head? Is if at the end, when all of those people have dragged him out of the car and they're cheering him, mm-hmm. and it's literally like that meme and then everyone clapped.
Yeah.
That meme. If we found out that like his girlfriend was also in his head. Where is like society, he wasn't celebrated. He was just thrown in jail. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see that working a little better, you know? If it was like, this guy's also a douchebag. But the movie about how, like, he's bullied and he's different and society isn't good for him, mm-hmm. also stops to take a moment to laugh at a dwarf actor. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Like, it's made by the fucking, that's what I'm saying. It's made by a bully. Guy. Yeah. It's made by a guy who's like, look, because again, when I was in the theater, the big Joker fans howled in laughter when the dwarf actor just like walked in, and I checked Twitter and a bunch of people have said the same thing. And it's like, this is just like bro-y edgelord crap.
That's like, it's like the scene where he fucking brutally murders that guy in front of the dwarf.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
And it's a good scene because like this guy, he's terrified, and then he's like, no, you can go, you were nice to me, you can leave,
right?
And he can't reach the chain to get out, and people laugh.
Yeah, that got the biggest like, laugh, like, and it wasn't like, it was like a mean laughter, and that's what I'm saying, is it didn't feel like
I get why you would do this for like tension, because like he's
right.
obviously he's, you know, a fraction of the guy's size, so he's very vulnerable, and he just committed a brutal crime right in front of him,
right?
And he's like, okay, he's letting me go right now, but I can't get out. So it's like there's a little tension there where he has to ask Joker to let him out of the apartment, so you're like, oh god, is he gonna kill him now? But like it got this weird laugh from the audience.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what's going on here?
Well, I know why. It's because they shot it.
They shot it like a joke. Yeah.
And that's what I mean, is that like the dude howling behind me about laughing about that. I don't know if that person's a good person or not, because the movie invokes that laughter.
Yeah.
And that's because it's made by someone who's, I don't think, knows what it's actually like to be an outcast. Like, that's the impression I get, is that, and they didn't have anything to say about it. So all the scenes, for the most part, are good, well done, but it doesn't amount to a message that means anything.
Yeah, the movie spends way too long getting this character to the point where we're like, okay, he's the Joker now.
Yeah.
So it's hard to stick with it.
That's the thing. I should say my initial reaction was being very thankful the credits happened and leaving to go get coffee, because I was like, I'm exhausted. I was just tired. It's just that the more I thought about this movie, I was more like, this movie sucks.
It's, well,
like, I didn't hate it when I left it.
There's, I tell you, I could do with less the gimmick where he like laughs uncontrollably.
Right.
Could do with less scenes of him laughing uncontrollably. Could do with less scenes of him dancing.
Yeah. Well, okay,
there's
that's
so much dancing in this movie where he's like dancing in slow. It's like, oh, another dancing montage. Right. Great.
I should say, like, yeah.
Just, wow.
That was the problem. The movie, like coming out of the movie, immediately thoughts was just, yeah, this, they didn't have enough. Like it was very boring. And there was a lot of those scenes where it was just like, Joaquin, just jazz it up. Just do whatever. And yeah, it's just, it's a fucking boring story.
Like the first time he does it, when he's dancing with the gun and mimes a conversation that he's imagining somebody would have with him in a club or something, and then he shoots the gun, that was good.
Yeah.
But then they do it like six more times where it's just him dancing in slow motion while music is playing, and it's like, it's just another... It's like, what does this mean? Like,
and also, again, it doesn't help that I felt like I was five steps ahead of the movie. Like, for example, where he...
I was just impatient for it to get where I knew it was going.
Yeah, when he rehearses being on the Murray show and he mimes shooting himself, it was like, oh, that's a great scene if I didn't know that he's the Joker. Because since he's the Joker, I know he's not going to do that.
I know he's not going to shoot himself.
And he's therefore probably going to shoot Murray. Like,
it
was that, where it was like, a lot of those where I was like, oh, okay, so I think this is going to happen, then this, and then this, and then this. And then those things would happen, and it would be that. It was just like, oh, he's causing the riot, and I bet Bruce Wayne will be in that riot. You know, like, oh, he's going to confront his guy, and I'm sure that's not going to work out. Oh, he has his relationship with his mom. Well, she's going to die. You know, like, it was just like, well, he has to become the Joker. So these things have to happen.
Shed all these things, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just like, how is that going to happen? And then it was like, oh, he killed his mom. Yeah, that was one of the three possibilities. You know, like, this movie, at no point did it surprise me. Because... we knew what he was like. I think this movie would have been a great gimmick had we never known it was a Joker movie.
Yeah.
I still think ultimately it wouldn't have worked, but like,
no, because
if the revelation was that, I'd be like, whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah. But you'd be bored to tears.
Yeah.
Like it depends so much on you knowing that he's the Joker and then doesn't do anything with that.
No, he just says a lot of things. He says, oh, I thought my life was a tragedy and now it's like a comedy.
Nothing he does is recognizably the Joker. Like, I'm like, this is not how the Joker behaves.
No.
Like, this is such a strange movie.
Right. And again, I mean, in theory, that's okay. Gritty Joker, reimagining the character, but it because what you said at the top of this, because it's so not what the Joker is, then you have to ask yourself, why is it even the Joker?
Right.
I've seen a lot of reviews kind of reflecting that, which was like, the worst thing about this movie is that they felt the need to make it be about the Joker, which I don't completely agree with that, but I get it. Where it's like, yeah, the fact that it's like a Joker movie, it seems again like someone got high and was like, oh, what if we did this, man?
What if we did Taxi
That'd
Driver
so
with the
crazy.
Joker? What if we did King of Comedy with the Joker?
Yeah, and it's like that. Yeah, a cool idea, but now figure out why you would do it. And they never figured that out.
Right. It's like, yeah, they did that. It was called The Killing Joke.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
They could have adapted The Killing Joke.
Like, I mean, they could have. But like, again, it's, I think that's another part of the problem I have with this movie is that it's the same problem I have with any Joker origin story where it's like, I don't need to know where this dude came from.
Right. Well, that's, I think.
It's such a, well... because this movie doesn't go the route of like there will be blood, like it makes the Joker very sympathetic,
right?
And it's like there are a number of characters in the Batman universe that deserve sympathy. The Joker is not one of them.
Yes.
So why do this?
Right. Well, like, I think this is the problem. This is why we stopped killing Uncle Ben for Peter Parker's Uncle Ben. Like, because we learned at a certain point the origins didn't matter. And I think with comic book characters, especially villains, there's nothing wrong with evil in these, like especially the Marvels, but even the, you know, like, who is the bad guy in the new Justice League movie?
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf. We don't need to know why he's the way he is or why Thanos the way he is. And I think the same thing with the Joker. It's like, I don't need us to ground it in mental health, in like him being mentally ill and psychiatry. It's like he can just be a villain, because the moment you start doing that, it gets weird. It doesn't say the right message.
The mental illness thing pisses me off in this film.
Yeah.
Because they have the character say, I'm mentally ill, like a couple of times in the film, but like it only really expresses itself as he has an uncontrollable laugh, which is not a mental illness. It's a brain
injury. It's a neurological problem.
We learned
he was abused.
Yeah. He had been beaten terribly in the head, which theoretically gave him neurological damage. So it's more of like a tick or a stutter.
Right.
It's not mental illness.
Right.
Like he's like mildly delusional in that he just imagines himself in certain situations, but like plenty of people do that.
Right. And that's, again, that's the linking it. It's just like, you know what? Just have him fall into a vat of toxic waste. We figured this out.
Fucking drop him into a vat of chemicals.
We don't need that, because again, like it's just increasing the stigma around mental illness, and it's trying to ground it in a depressing way. It's just like, let's stop and talk about how the Joker was beat as a kid. And it's like, no, let's not. I'd rather watch like just a fun superhero movie. And I know that's clearly not what they're trying to do here.
No,
but it doesn't give the right message grounding it.
We don't get a specific diagnosis. We don't get a specific display. We don't get a specific or consistent display of behavior.
Right.
It's just, he's just kind of odd.
Yeah.
And it's really, on its face, it just looks like he's a sad guy that like wants to do more with it. Like he's dreams of being a comedian on television.
Right.
Like,
and they could have just kept it at that.
Yeah, we don't, and they hang so much on him being mentally ill, but like we never really see it.
Right.
We're just told that he's mentally ill, and we're told that he takes 7 different pills. I'm like, for fucking what?
Yeah,
like that's a lot of medication. Well, like,
because this movie's written by a teenager. Like, because they were like, he has mental illness, generic. Like,
it's mental illness.
Everything is so surface level.
Yeah.
Where, like, the psychiatrist is like, they're shutting us down. They don't give a fuck about us. And it's just like, God, they're like, it's so not subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's so, doesn't feel researched. Like, if you're going to make a grounded Joker that involves mental illness, maybe research the mental illnesses that you're doing and explain it to us. Like, it feels oversimplified.
It's very oversimplified. And I think the problem you'd find researching mental illness and trying to line it up with a Joker is that you'd run into the problems like, he doesn't really seem mentally ill.
Exactly.
Like,
that's the thing. He's just a violent asshole.
He's just a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like,
and I mean, I don't even mind... It's funny because I get the instinct. I was thinking about the idea of glorifying it, because I think making him the Joker, that alone glorifies the lone gunman stuff. Because what I was thinking about is everybody loves like the Heath Ledger Joker, right?
Yeah.
And what's interesting about the Heath Ledger Joker that I realized is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but does he ever actually kill? You know, he kills innocent people. He kills that news anchor. It's a lot of crime bosses, and like I'm trying to think of what is the difference between enjoying the Joker, that performance, versus this one. And I think it just might be that Heath Ledger existed in a good movie around him, was identified as the villain, even if you liked his antics. You know, when he pulls off that magic trick, funny.
Yeah, he's a fun villain.
Yeah. And that's, again, I think that's what it is that the Nolan Batmans looked grounded, but they were still silly. We still understood what we were seeing.
Mm-hmm.
As this one wants you to feel like this exists in the real world.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, it just doesn't... And because of that, the glorification of him just feels wrong. Because I'm trying to piece together in my head like what the difference exactly is.
Well, I mean, the difference is he's the villain in The Dark Knight.
Right. That's the other thing he has the hero's journey in this one.
Mm-hmm. He's the protagonist in this film.
Yeah. Again, like he's mostly picked.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's not done in the way that like other character studies of bad people like Taxi Driver or There Will Be Blood is done, where it's like he never does anything that you're like upset about or like. Right.
Exactly. The worst thing he does is shoot De Niro at the end. But I would argue also that if you follow the plot of the movie, it is 100% like a lone gunman fantasy, mm-hmm. which is that, oh, the world is so cruel and look at all these fools and everybody's so mean to me. And this is what you get. I'll show them. And then everybody will clap and I will be a hero.
Everybody will
like,
love me.
Maybe. Yeah. And it's just like, holy shit. And then it's the idea like, yeah, these people, they don't just, he says at the end, like, it was thinking of a joke and he was like, oh, you're not going to get it. And it's like, it's that smug, I say centrist, but it's more like nihilist centrist, you know, again, it's the Tyler Durden thing. It's edgelord.
Right. It's edgelord nihilism, which is not actual nihilism.
Exactly. It's the, I'm above all the regular squabbles mm-hmm. of the world and I'm up here laughing at it all, and it's just like, shut the fuck up. Like, that's why that's a teenage thing, because it's often people who are like, yeah, you haven't joined society yet, or you haven't, you know, like once you
haven't
start
had
like
to actually live in the world yet.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, once you do that, like that idea of I don't believe in anything, and it's just like, eh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because first of all, you do believe in things.
You absolutely believe in things.
And so that, it's just, it's so irritating, this movie, on that level, is that he is that, but then the movie doesn't really treat him like that in the way he's presented, in the music, in the story structure, in the way the characters are around him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they make it so that we want to feel bad for him up until he shoots a guy in the head. But even then, it's still, like, played with fun music and, like, kind of like, again, it's just lack of message. Maybe if the message was more clear, I would understand the tone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't,
because I think the idea was supposed to be, look how society has created this person.
Yes.
The problem is society in this was so two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing in it,
it didn't have. Right. It just tells us things without actually showing us these things.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, they cut the funding for this program. It's like, why? Also, right. Why is he in this program?
And again, nothing paralleled real society.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he goes to Thomas Wayne, Thomas Wayne is just a prick.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it if he was like almost like a leftist, like really nice, but didn't really do anything for him. Like, that sort of idea. Mm-hmm. Or, like, again, the people on the streets who are just, like, caricatures of, like, mob justice.
Yeah.
And no one feel like, if they had done it in a way where everything felt, like, more like our society, but mm-hmm. since it didn't,
mm-hmm.
and since there was no nuance, the message was just stupid.
Also, we have to talk about the scene where Bruce Wayne's parents get killed.
Mm.
Because in this film,
it was pretty dumb.
Bruce Wayne's parents are gunned down by one of the rioters, a guy who's like, yeah, fuck the rich, we're killing the rich. That completely undermines the purpose of Batman, like why he becomes Batman.
Batman's like, now a class warrior.
Right. Batman's like a class warrior defending the rich now. Like, the whole point was that his parents were killed in a random, desperate crime.
But again,
or like,
that's... Yeah.
The crime was committed by a guy who was, like, desperate and, like, just targeted them randomly because he needed money, not because he was killing them for being a symbol of wealth. Like, his parents are assassinated in this movie. They're not killed in a mugging.
Right.
And that's the entire point of Batman.
Right. And that plus the way Alfred is portrayed, and
was that supposed to be Alfred?
He was British.
Yeah,
I think that we can assume that's Alfred. This is the thing: is the other reason it's like, yes, they absolutely glorify the Joker is because
the
Batman's
Waynes are
family,
pricks.
Exactly, they're not only pricks, they're villains.
Yeah.
Alfred is an asshole. Everybody's an asshole. And it's, again, here's the thing. There's a good scene that summed it up for me is when he's on the bus and he's making faces for that kid.
Yeah.
And the other leader's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's like, there's a way to do that where she's still clearly and understandably uncomfortable, but tries to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I mean with the lack of nuance is that if that was the case, that would be like, oh, but no, she's like immediately an asshole to him because he's just being fun for the kid. He's just like, could you stop faces. Doing that?
Yeah, for the kid. There's like a thing where she could like edge away, you know, while
yeah.
I don't know. There's
that's the same with the Waynes is that
yeah.
a guy showing up at your house is fucking scary.
Yeah.
Or him stalking being like, I think I'm your son. But they handle it by being so immediately villainous that it just doesn't work. That it makes it's like they want us to think they're the bad guys for doing that.
Yeah.
Like, if they had made them be like, oh, hey, man, like, please don't come here, you know, and like, sort like they could have gotten the same effect. They didn't have to make them cartoonish villains, but they did. So I don't yeah. know what the fuck the message is.
It's right. That's
I don't understand what the message is. There's a few people again. There's some people interpreting this as like, no, he's supposed to be the, you know, it's supposed to be dark and it's supposed to be not glorifying him. But I think those are people who just don't want to admit the movie didn't work. Like,
right. If the only way to tell your story is to make the Waynes like villains.
Right.
You've done something wrong.
Yeah. It's not good.
Like,
it's not a good movie.
And the way you justify the way you explain the Joker becoming the Joker is that he just keeps getting attacked by random people on the street.
Right. Like, and then stops taking his medication and mm-hmm. turns him into a clown lord. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. what the fuck?
Clown lord.
Yeah.
It's gosh, this...
It's really bad because, again, it's several levels. It's as a movie, like if you took the Joker out of this and if Taxi Driver didn't exist, because that's the other thing. It's just Taxi Driver. Like, and I feel yeah. like that's the same with Logan, where it's like they're taking a lot. Like Logan was just Children of Men. They're taking tropes that was already done better, mm-hmm. slapping it on a superhero brand, and mm-hmm. then being like, look at this, and everybody's gobbling it up. And yeah. it's like, go watch the film that was good that it was based off
right.
of.
Right, go watch the film that they're imitating.
Yeah, but in a world where that film didn't exist, where this mm-hmm. was an original film, mm-hmm. it would still just be fundamentally a bad movie. and that's the first layer to me is that like it's not like it's well shot, but the story doesn't. It's just a, and then.
Well, it's very meandering. Like it
yeah. And it's again, there's no point to it.
Right. Like I think that was the most surprising thing to me about this movie is how dull it is.
Yeah, I was shocked by that because I went into it thinking I'm probably gonna. I'm already mad at this movie, and part of the reason I'm already mad at it is because I know it's probably going to be good. Like I, in my head, was like, I bet this is going to be a good movie that just has shittiness around
it. Has shitty, yeah,
and maybe doesn't have a good message
buzz around it. Yeah.
But fundamentally, as a narrative, I thought it was like, oh, this is going to be good, and like, and then it wasn't even that, and I was like, wow, this was like, it was boring.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Like, shockingly boring.
It's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, like I said, there's like five or six sequences where he's just dancing. I'm like, do we need to see this again?
Yeah. And then the ones where he's not, it's like he walks into a room and then everybody's awkward and he leaves.
Yeah. How many times does he run down the street? Yeah.
Yeah.
or like run top speed
through the
from people.
Arkham. Yeah, it's like watching like... It's like watching Tom Green's show. It's just like he walks into a room, does something wacky and kind of a little dark, and you're like, I don't feel good. And then he runs away while people are like, why, Iotta?
Yeah, and he runs away.
Like, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of just people like, hey. And it's just everybody's a prick. Nobody is positive.
No, everybody sucks.
Yeah, everybody sucks. Pretty much everybody sucks.
Like this when Thomas Wayne punched him in the face, I was like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because, again, if you want him to be the villain, you have to show what the hero is. And Thomas Wayne, again, I get it. I get the instinct. I get the, oh, what if they were pricks? They were rich pricks. I get it. I get doing the class stuff. It just didn't work because the character is the Joker.
Yeah.
And again, it's just the Taxi Driver also did it. So it's like fucking, I don't know. It's just a it's just a remake of Taxi Driver, but less good.
Yes.
And throwing the Joker on it. It's just like
with a very unclear message.
Yeah.
Like, I know what what the message Taxi Driver is.
Yeah, exactly. Because Taxi Driver does it. It makes it very clear. And same with like A Clockwork Orange, which Clockwork Orange, the message is weird, but at no point is Alex heroic.
Right, no, he's never heroic.
And he
there will be blood. Daniel Plainview is never heroic.
Exactly.
He's a real piece of shit.
Right. And that doesn't mean you can't love watching the actor do the performance.
Right.
And I think that's where things get muddled because, like, for example, people love dressing up like Alex from Clockwork Orange. And I get it. As a villain, we get attracted to the idea of, like, what a great villain.
Yeah.
And of course, with Clockwork Orange, I think nowadays people are so removed from that movie that I think people who have like posters of that movie probably would be shocked to actually watch it.
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing.
It is a that
yeah.
That because it's genuinely disturbing film.
Exactly. And it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's that thing where it's like over time it gets memeified and it becomes removed from what the film was about.
Yeah.
But Joker feels like they're trying to like, what's the word? They're trying to do it backwards. They're trying to create the cool meme, the Halloween costume, the edgelord backwards by just like, I feel like the first things that were written about this movie were like just drawings of him dancing on those stairs. And they're like, okay, let's work backwards from there. Like when the months leading up to this movie, if you go on Reddit, their movie section is just filled with fan posters for this movie. There are hundreds of them before the movie came out. And it's like, I wonder if the movie's good that you're all obsessing over.
Yeah.
Because it didn't matter. It just didn't matter. It looked cool. And so, like, people are going to go into this with that notion of, like, it looks cool. I bet it's really cool. I bet it's really deep. And it just...
It's not any of those things.
Yeah, it's not worth, I don't know. I don't think it's worth people's time. I don't think it's worth the media hype. I know it's making a lot of money because of that.
Making a huge amount of money, yeah.
Yeah, because the fucking media is all over it. The idea of movies and real life violence is like it's a weird situation. Like, movies don't make someone go out and do violent things, but it might inspire a violent act to be a certain way. You know what I mean? So, like, in that sense, like, yeah, maybe someone will dress up or do something, but, like, overall, it's just kind of a fart, boring movie.
Yeah, it's pretty poopy.
Yeah.
Like, surprisingly so.
Yeah, like, really surprisingly so. I didn't think I was going to be that bored.
Right, like I had to keep reminding myself that it was a Joker movie and that's why I should care, because otherwise I was just like, why the fuck am I watching this?
Yeah, why is this skinny bastard? Why am I watching fucking emo Phillips but like goth?
I'd watch goth emo Phillips.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah, and it's like you said, a big part of the problem is that it's so basic. So as it's meandering around from scene to scene and you're already 10 steps ahead of the movie, it becomes that much more like it feels longer than it is because you know where the movie is going and it's taking its sweet ass time to get there.
Right. It's only like 2 hours long and it did feel
more.
It's like right
at 2 hours, but it felt really long.
Yeah. Because it's just like, all right, get to it. Get to the thing.
I know what's going to happen, man. Come on.
Yeah. It's at no point did I feel like I always felt ahead of this movie. I never felt shocked that maybe not the specifics, but like for example, learning that the romantic interest wasn't a hallucination. I was like, oh, I didn't see that coming. I mean, I knew it was going to end and not work out.
Yeah, of course.
And it's that where it's like the broad strokes. I knew every step of like, yeah, mother's got to go. This has to happen. He's going to get fired. Everybody's going to be mean to him for weird reasons. Like him getting fired for that sign. It was just like, this is dumb.
Well, he gets fired for bringing a gun to the children's hospital.
Oh, right. No, he gets a warning for the sign. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that was.
That was like, a fun scene.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty funny. Like, I laughed when the gun falls out of his
and again,
pants.
Joaquin Phoenix, like, everybody is good in this. Everybody is good in it. It's a shame that there's no movie.
Yeah, it's a real waste of a performance.
100%. Like, you know what? He should get nominated for it. The movie shouldn't get anything, but
yeah, maybe
he should get something for it.
He's pretty.
You know
I mean, he's pretty good. Yeah, he's
that's
pretty
good. I mean, at least nominated. It's like a 2 hour long acting reel showing that he should play the Joker in a good movie.
Right. This is like his
it's like test footage.
It's like his test screening to show that he should be the Joker in the next Batman movie and not in this weird movie.
Yeah, it's like, okay, Joaquin, just dance and say and improv and do stuff. That's great. It's like they took that test footage and they're like, well, we have so much at this point. Why not just edit it together into a movie? Yeah, let's do that. Fuck it. It's just, man.
Like, when your character's like descent into madness requires that he be randomly attacked by two different gangs of people on the street for no reason.
Yeah. Again, it's so cartoonish. The bullies in this, where it's like these businessmen on a bus harassing a woman. So again, they put the Joker in a position where he's a hero.
Yes.
He's intervening. And then they're just like, they walk up to him and they're like, look at this clown. And they just start punching him.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Who are these people? These people need help. Like, the idea where they're like, they're respected businessmen. It's like, no, they're not. Like, how could they be when they get a little drunk and they just beat people up on the street?
Beat a random person up on the bus? Mm. Like, what the hell is this?
Like, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm saying that it's so cartoonish.
And especially coming on the heels of the movie opens with a bunch of kids take his sign
and run away, which keeps happening.
Yeah, that's like, okay, shitty kids will do that. And then they jump him and beat the shit out of him.
Yes. Everybody is just so shitty.
Yeah, it's like, I don't...
And it would really had helped the idea that he's a villain by showing that there were also good people. The best, the goodest person is a hallucination.
Yes.
And so there's none of that. There's no, like, his mom turns out to be a monster. Everybody turns out to suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the second best person is probably, I guess, Murray, who we don't see as anything but like kind of a showbiz schmuck.
Yeah, he's just a
been
showbiz guy.
Led around by Marc Maron, which
that was
I'm not
Marc
complaining. I'm glad Marc Maron was in there. You know who should have played Murray? Marc Maron.
Yeah, probably.
You had Marc Maron right there. Make him Murray. Like, or a comedian. A likable. You know what would help? Because Robert De Niro is likable, but he's not a likable as a comedian.
Right. He's not like a genial host type of person. Yeah. Like, he's intimidating because he's De Niro.
Like, yeah, get like John Mulaney. Get someone that we don't want to see. Well, I mean, again, I don't want to see De Niro get shot, but you know what I'm saying? Someone who's like really a sweetheart.
Right, something that would have been truly, truly shocking.
Or show him, like, I hate saying this, show him truly victimized people.
Yeah.
Because, again, he doesn't,
Not
really. And when they do, like, when he attacks the nurse at the end, they don't show it.
Yeah.
They just show the blood on his footprints, and it's like a cartoon. And so it's like, it's absolutely, like, because that was another thing Todd Phillips said, is he was like, oh, I thought, why are people complaining? I thought it would be better if the violence was real. But the violence is it's real, except for when it's against like the most innocent person.
Mm-hmm.
It's off camera. Like what the shooting and stuff is real, but it's of the people that the film is like framing in this way to be like kind of jerks. And it also isn't real. I don't know. Him getting in that car accident and getting out and being like, I'm fine. I'm going to draw a smile on my face. Like, that's not real violence. I thought like it would be amazing if he was killed in that car.
Yeah.
If it was like, again, there's no consequences for the character. There's no lesson. There's no moral.
No, the only thing he learns is that killing people makes him happy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And there's no moral beyond that.
Nope.
It's a, man.
It's a baffling film.
It is. It's a baffling film.
Yeah.
See it or don't. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
honestly,
I feel nothing about this movie.
It's pretty dull. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe rent it. I don't know if I would.
Yeah, I would stream it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth going into a theater for it. I honestly wasn't going to see it until we were going to do the podcast about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we did it.
I was very curious about this movie and really wanted to see it. So it's like even without all the weird hype around it, like still would have been disappointed by this movie.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It's like, oh, this is kind of, what is this?
Yeah, I think Logan's the best comparison for me, which is that.
like Logan.
I didn't like Logan. And I know people like Logan. And I would say Logan's a better movie than this. Because Logan has
Logan
a plot.
And at least Logan is recognizably Wolverine.
Right. The reason I compare it to Logan is that Logan has a facade of artfulness. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the broad strokes, it's just a superhero film.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
What bugged me about Logan was that there was all these articles of like, is it going to win an award? Is it going to get an Oscar? And it's like, no, it's not. And it shouldn't.
No, it's pretty schlocky.
Yeah. And it's like that's the comparison. Nothing else. There's no other comparison. Because this movie doesn't really have much of a plot. I kind of want to watch Logan now, like talking about it. I don't know why. I just haven't seen it since the theaters. But like this movie, I would never really want to watch this again.
No, this movie made me want to watch Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy.
Yes. Yes. It definitely, because again, those have plots.
and it's like, it's like a, it handles the character in a responsible way, I guess, or like in a way that's like, no, I've got something to say about this.
Yeah.
Like Travis Bickle is not wrong that there's a lot of shitty things going on in the city around him, but like what he does is wrong.
Right. And again, Taxi Driver shows the other side. They show the idealistic people who are trying to change things the right way.
Yes.
And that's the point. Again, it's the idea. It's like it's following a person who thinks that's wrong, goes out and takes matters into his own hands, and it's not good.
Right, and then he also has that go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's someone who thinks they're the hero who is really the villain, and we're really watching that unfold, and it has a very specific thesis behind it.
Right, like it doesn't have in this movie, he follows Zazie Beetz to work, and then it begins this imaginary relationship. So it's like, you come out of it being like, oh, he was just... Like you he still comes out of that kind of sympathetically because you still kind of feel bad for him. Whereas Travis Bickle stalks Sybil Shepherd, convinces her to go on a date with him, and takes her to a porn theater.
Right, and it's awful.
And it's awful, and he's awful.
Yep. And it's funny because right now Scorsese came out and said something about superhero movies aren't cinema, which I don't agree with.
I mean. They're kind of misrepresenting what he said. He said they're like events. They're like a theme park ride, and I agree with that.
Yeah, that's true. But it's funny because I don't mind that statement. I don't think he's trying to shit on people who make superhero movies or anything like that. Because I don't think he's insulting the filmmakers. I think he was just saying they're events. But like even like if you're mad at that, like it's just very funny that now they came out with this movie, which is just a copy of Taxi Driver,
right?
But as
it's
a superhero movie,
cinema.
Proving him right.
Yeah,
like it's like, yep, no, yep, Scorsese. Was, like that was I left this like, I guess Scorsese was right about that.
Yeah.
So
your big response was to remake a Scorsese film from 40 years
badly.
Ago.
Badly.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's just. I want to watch Taxi Driver now.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, everybody watch Taxi Driver.
Watch Taxi Driver.
Yeah, don't...
That's kind of what Joker was going for, and it doesn't succeed.
No, it really doesn't.
And part of it is because it's the Joker, so much of the tension is removed because it's the same problem with making a prequel. So you know where this has to inevitably go.
Exactly. And if
so, a lot of the tension gets drained from it.
Right. And if it's not done in an interesting way,
mm-hmm.
like one, I always thought this about Star Wars is mm-hmm. one of the biggest missed opportunities of the prequels was if we learned that the Jedi were straight up villains. Like in the prequels, like something like an interesting idea of like, oh shit, like that doesn't mean they're villains in the new one, in the old ones, but mm-hmm. the idea that we learn something new that led like that our perception, and I think they were trying to do this.
They tried to do that in the prequels where like it's sort
well,
of
they're fuck ups.
They're weirdly puritanical rules and stuff.
Right.
Kind and it, of again, fuck Anakin over a little bit, but
right. And I think they were trying to do that in this movie, mm-hmm. But they just didn't pull it off.
No,
it just didn't work, and it just made it hard. It's just boring and dark, and again, doesn't say anything. And I would say the only reason to see it is for Joaquin Phoenix's performance.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
But even then, like, he was good, but, like, they're so... They spend way too much on the uncontrollable laughter for
me. Yeah, 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 yeah. It still was not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It was... It's just, like, if you're, like, a real... I don't know. I'm trying to imagine the person who would want to see this. A DC fan is going to see it no matter what.
Of course. And I think that's another big problem that I'm just now realizing I have with this movie. Joaquin Phoenix is good in the role, but the character is not interesting.
Right.
Like, it's not, like, I'm not enjoying watching the performance.
Right. I mean, again, like, if you're going to make us watch someone for 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
do something that makes me like him or something.
He's in every
or,
scene,
like,
too.
Make him, yeah. Because he really isn't... Yeah, because if his performance, if this was... Yeah. Yeah, I guess it isn't that great.
His performance
I was bored, so...
Right, like, he's not an interesting character, so it's like, this is kind of... All of this is in service of nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good-looking film with good performances in it, but, like, the characters aren't interesting, and it's not an interesting story, and it doesn't have anything to say. So it's like, what is... Like, this... This feels like a waste, this movie.
Yeah, it's a waste of everybody's time and energy.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this movie is going to be thought about in
no.
a year from now.
I am fucking flabbergasted about it winning the Golden Lion and getting a 7-minute standing ovation.
Well, no, I get that because everything gets a standing ovation when the filmmakers are in the room at a festival, if
yeah.
it's good. Like, I get that hype around that. I think it's the fucking... I hate the hype cycle of how movies work now, which is that, because I don't think this is any different than a Godzilla film or a big Marvel film. In the hype,
mm-hmm.
quality, obviously it's worse quality, but it's that cycle where it's like, everybody see this movie, it's great. Or like, I'll compare this to Jurassic World, is that it's a movie that's surrounded by hype, gets everybody in the theaters the first couple weekends, does its job, and it's like, thanks for the money, now you're never gonna watch me or think about me again.
Yep.
The majority of people, I mean, that isn't to say there aren't people rewatching, some maniacs rewatching Jurassic World, but like, for the most part, it's like, then you, the more you watch it, the less good it gets, and the more you think about it, the less good it gets, because you're riding on hype, weekend hype, and then it just is just kind of a fart.
Yeah, it's a big old it's a real this movie's a real cheek slapper.
Yeah, and this is going to be one where it's like, I think of this like when I watched Godzilla recently, King of the Monsters,
mm-hmm.
I watched it because I was like, oh yeah, I forgot this even existed.
Yeah.
And there's movies that we've watched and reviewed on this that are like that, where it's like, oh right, that was a movie, huh? And that feels like this. It feels like in a few months from now, I'll be like, hey, remember there was a Joker movie?
Oh, right. There was a Joker movie that, like, everyone was talking about for months.
Yeah, and then everybody saw it, and it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Audiences seem to disagree, but, I mean, you can't really trust...
Yeah, whatever.
...the fans with this sort of shit. When there was so much controversy around it, it's like the Ghostbusters movie or anything, where there's... It's like a review is like a statement.
Yes.
And so it's going to take us a few months for people, I think, to calm down and then forget, ultimately forget about this movie. It's very irritating.
Yeah.
I think the reason I'm mad at it is because, like you said, it's a waste.
Yeah. It feels like a real wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
I think that's a sod.
Yeah. Jesus.
I think that's a sod.
I'm excited to never talk about this movie again.
I know. Now our lives can continue.
I know. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you so
much. Holy shit. We got a Patreon.
We sure do.
I don't know if you've heard of it. Patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. You can find exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. Mm. We also have tiers where we watch movies with our patrons. We have all sorts of shit on there. Mm-hmm. You should check it out. It's in your best interest to
really,
check it out.
This, we're doing you a favor, honestly.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
By telling you to check this out.
You're welcome.
We're going to do you another favor by telling you about our store, tpublic.com/stores/gamefullyunemployed.
Yeah.
We got t-shirts and stuff.
We do, including t-shirts for Tom and Jeff Watch Batman.
Yeah.
We're legit.
No Joker designs yet, but...
No. I want to say let's not.
Yeah, probably shouldn't do that. We probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But maybe
unless
we will.
We think
I don't know.
I don't know. Is there anything fun to dress up like the Joker?
Mm.
Can we do a mix and do Mulder as the Joker?
Maybe.
Can we do like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what Mulder Joker would say. So, I don't know. Just
why so skeptical?
Why so skeptical with the Mulder Joker?
I just nailed it.
Yeah.
I think we're done. I think that's as good as it's going to get.
All right. I got to go take a nap.